This is Emmett Gaya.
Okay, sir, could you please state your name, your ADC number for us for the record, please?
Last name Gaya, ADC number 150864.
What's your first name, sir? What is your first name?
Michael, M-I-C-K-O.
All right, sir. So you're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, so I'm going to introduce you to the board members that are conducting your hearing today, sir. We authorized for a two-panel member. Today we have the Honorable Luis Quinones, sir. My name is Michael Johnson. I will be acting as your panel chair. Sir, also with us here today, representing the Department of Correction, as well as your parole officer, is Mr. Osborne.
Yes.
Okay. So prior to your hearing today, you signed and received a notification form advising you of the board's hearing today. Do you recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, I agreed. Can you hear me well enough?
Yes, sir. I can hear you very good. So, sir, on that form, sir, you were notified of your right to appear or speak on your own behalf or obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today?
Yes.
Are you representing yourself today?
Yes, I can ask for, get a lawyer or something? Or?
No, you can hire a lawyer at your own expense, sir.
Okay, so I can't be asked to place in a county jail so to be convicted by a judge or a jury or the power of board this attorney for a state a misdemeanor or a federal felony or a misdemeanor in the state of Arizona. I was not convicted by a jury or a judge. Oh. I would be convicted by a jury and judge in the state of Arizona in the court.
Okay.
The Superior Court, I don't agree with being convicted by a parole officer, which is against my civil rights and my rights.
Okay, so sir, what are you trying to tell me?
This is against the for the law. I'm going to be filing a lawsuit. I'm calling you guys in for witnesses against my civil rights and right.
Okay.
I was not placed in a courtroom. I know the Constitution. I have a copy of my house. My sister's a lawyer, and my wife's a police officer.
Okay.
My brother's a retired police officer, and they're filing charges for slavery and kidnapping. Arizona citizen. I was not placed in county jail. I was not convicted. Calling to the Acres and District Attorney House, a Schumacher. And Linda Acres and you see Miss Hicks, they have the power of authority and district attorney to convict me in a court of law, jury my bills, or jury my peers.
Okay,
and
Mr. Connors,
yes.
This is the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency, sir. This board is authorized by law to hear your hearing for your revocation hearing. And that's what we're in the process of doing here today, sir. So,
yes, if I'm not reinstated for war, I'm filing charges for slavery, violation of civil rights, human rights. I'm a Native American. I don't agree with this. I've even been held captive, PC does call the Phoenix Police Department, and Chief of Police, and discussing that with them, I'll be filing charges and you cannot be in slavery.
Okay. So, sir, do you want to proceed with this hearing or not?
Yes, I do, sir.
All right.
I'm asking for love, mercy, compassion. I'd be reinstated as a single father, pay taxes, and I'm a voter.
All right.
I like to be reinstated so I can see my kids.
All right,
Mr. Also, that last time I was in the scene, I had trouble getting released. I wasn't released on time.
Well,
I sent the expiration date.
Sir, this board is only authorized to hear your revocation hearing and make a determination as to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, sir. That is all the authority that this board has here today, sir. You said you'd like to continue with your hearing. We're going to go ahead and continue with your hearing, sir. At this time, okay, sir, I am going to swear you and Mr. Osborne in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes, I do. As a taxpayer of Oregon County, it does. Yes, I do it, my kindness.
Okay, sir. As your hearing today will be conducted in two phases, sir. Phase one will determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated, sir. And phase two will determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. Mr. Kindness, you have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation listed on your warrant to you, sir. When I read that allegation to you, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes.
Okay. The allegation on your warrant states that you're in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number 2, as demonstrated by your failure to follow the directives of your assigned parole officer by failing to establish residence at TLC on or about June 1st, 2017. As verbally written, directed on June 1st, 2017. Defender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is false.
Okay, sir. Based on the information that you state that's false, we're going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, to get some additional information.
Yes, sir.
Okay, Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir.
All
Allegation number one. On June 1st of 17, during offender's contact visit in South Mountain Parole Office, offender was directed to report to TLC at 9430 North 11th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, 85021, and establish residence. On June 2nd of 17, Pio Ogunsai received a discharge letter from TLC stating that the offender left their program on June 1st of 17 and did not establish residence. As of 6-9-17, the offender has failed to call Pio Ogunsai or reported to the South Mountain Parole Office. The offender's whereabouts are unknown, thus he is an absconder from supervision. Followed, on June 2nd of 17, Pio Ogunsai contacted TLC and was told the offender reported for intake, but later states he wanted to reside with his sister. TLC then advised the offender of their policy of 72 hours lockdown. A few hours, offender left TLC without speaking with anyone. MCSO was contacted on June 9th of 17 in an attempt to locate the offender and was told that the offender is not in their custody. Pio Ogunsai contacted MIHS and was told that the offender is not in their hospital. Emergency contact cell phone was called, but the phone was not in service. Pio Ogunsai called the offender's sister, who was told that they have not seen the offender. The offender's mother was contacted on June 9th of 17, and she stated that she has not located the offender, but has reported him missing. Pio Ogunsai knows of no other collateral to contact to locate the offender.
Okay, Mr. Cunningham, what's wrong? What's not true about that?
Well, first of all, I don't know exactly what happened. I have amnesia mentally challenged. I just know I was violated. I was a mentally challenged homeless guy. That's all I know about it. And I was basically, I was scared to turn myself in. I was lost. I was wanting Phoenix homeless, you know, trash can. I was basically a homeless guy mentally challenged. I'm not sure what happened, really.
Are you taking psych medication, sir?
No, not right now. I usually do. I don't have enough money to pay for it. I was putting in for indigent or basically welfare to get it, but okay. I can't afford it.
Okay, sir, so why didn't you go?
I was basically trying to check myself into a hospital, basically, but it wasn't working out. I didn't have no money.
Okay. All right, sir. Just stand by for a minute. So based on the information in the warrant and based on the information from the Department of Corrections as well as the parole officer, I'm going to find that Mr. Canyon was delinquent. He did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses about to lapse into criminal ways or company. Second.
Could you explain the last part? I don't understand that.
Sir, based on the information that we have on the warrant, based on the information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne, sir, the board has voted to find that you violated the terms and conditions of your community supervision. And we're going to move into phase two of your hearing, sir. During the phase two of your hearing, we're going to determine whether we will revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision, okay?
I'll give us a phase two part of the hearing.
Okay, so sir, what we're going to do is go into phase two. We're going to start out phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer, Mr. Osborne. And then we're going to come back to you, Mr. Kenyon, and get any information that you have or that you want to present to the board, okay?
Okay.
All righty. Mr. Osborne.
Yes, sir. Mr. Kenyon was released from DOC custody on February 10th of 2017. He was arrested on September 14th of 2017 by the Phoenix Police Department on his undercover warrant status and was returned back to our custody that same day with 105 absconds with a community supervision end date of February 25th of 2020. Current conviction, 2000 manslaughter, 19 years. He's had one term with DOC, has a CUIR score of 5.5, a mental health score of 3, and a substance abuse score of 2. There is STG and gang information noted that he is suspected New Mexico Mafia and Los Cuatro Mipas. They conducted a targeted cell search and found in his property a note authorized by KNES. In the note, he provides instructions for other inmates to contact a validated New Mexico Mafia member, Eddie Boyd. He has a significant disciplinary history with multiple acts of violence, assaults on staff, assaults with weapons, fights, and threats noted. Other arrests, 1997, disorderly conduct, AZ unknown. 1997, shoplifting, AZ juvenile probation. 1997, shoplifting, AZ juvenile probation. 1997, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanor, AZ juvenile probation. And 1998, miscellaneous felony or misdemeanor, AZ juvenile probation. And he has a community risk score of G3B4.
Okay, Mr. Kamens, what is it that you would like to present to the board, sir?
And well, I presented to the board that I was working out of residence. I was adopted E-Ways for my parole, and I'm taking off probation.
Where do you stand at, sir? Because you never did go to TLC at 9430 North 11th Avenue, where you were supposed to take up residency, sir.
I stand on 20th Street in Indian School. I'm from the East Phoenix area.
So
I go to the 7th Street in I do E-Ways all the time right there.
So where do you stand at? Where are you standing at over there, sir?
20th Street and Indian School behind 7-Eleven right there.
So you were homeless?
Yes, I was homeless. I mentioned trying to get the signs that get lost. I was basically trying to figure out how to get home. Basically, I was trying to find a hospital, but I was lost for a while.
Okay. So, sir, it says that, you know, you had several UAs and they were negative. You know, you had one February 16th, March 23rd, March 24th, you didn't have a sample collected. March, April 18th and April 19th, you were negative. And then May 24th, you were negative. And then it says that you were to complete a mental health evaluation, but you failed to complete the mental health evaluation as directed. Why didn't you go do the mental health evaluation?
I was in a process of doing it on the north side. I was having trouble getting money for the bus right there. I live in East Phoenix, so I was having trouble from 20th Street Indian School going to 32nd Avenue in Greenwood. So, I didn't have a ride there.
So
I was having trouble getting there, but I used to go there. I used to go there and talk to the lady, and she cleared me to get to the hospital and get some medication. My sister's a doctor, and she was basically clearing me to get get medication with my sister. I was a graduate. This would be my personal physician. So I'm sitting with my sister. It's legal. The lawyer's staying for the law.
Okay.
We can take that to court if we need to.
Alright, so you were absconded for 105 days. What were you doing in that period of time? Why didn't you contact your parole officer, sir?
I don't have a phone. I was homeless. I didn't know how to find him. He's in South Phoenix. I don't know where he lives.
You have to call a parole officer.
I didn't have a phone number. I don't have a phone. I was homeless. I didn't have a way to do that. Honestly, I was lost.
Well, sir, you called in obviously the task to check your color code, and he went to
My mother would do that. She basically based it, so my mom was doing that.
Well, why didn't you have your mom call your PO, sir?
I couldn't find her. She moved to the north side. She's on 12th Street in Camelback, so I couldn't find where she lived. I was looking for a house. I was trying to find her.
All right.
Honestly, I was trying to find her. I didn't know where she lived.
All right, sir. I'm going to see if my colleague has any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Johnson. Mr. Gagnas, just a quick question.
Yes.
You've made a lot of reference to your family. Why were you homeless with that much support? You mentioned your sister.
I didn't have their addresses where they live, and I was just living with my mom for a while, challenged, so basically she mentioned challenge of amnesia. I've been a car accident in my head, and I get disoriented. I couldn't find where they lived. I was in prison for a while, a few years. I got 15 years, so 16 years, so I couldn't find where they lived. I didn't know where they lived at. Just my mom, really.
Did they visit you when you were in prison, sir?
Yeah, once in a blue moon, once every few years, depending on the schedule, like work and school and marriage and kids. Some of them have been, some of them Tempe or Glendale or something. Depends where they work, I guess, yeah.
Thank you, sir. No further questions.
All right, sir, the board is going to go into discussion. Prior to the board going into discussion, sir, I want to give you the opportunity to make any last-minute statements or present any information to the board that you'd like to present, sir.
Yes. Homeless innocent person. I'm a Christian. I'm a single father. I have kids, and I just been telling my kids I'd like to be reinstated for parole so I can go out and see my kids for Christmas. I'm mercy and compassion. I can see my kids. I don't do drugs. I'm not a violent person. I'm a Christian. I don't get in trouble or nothing.
Okay.
It's just a misdemeanor. It's just absconding probation. It's not a felony or a crime or a misdemeanor crime. I was convicted by a judge for a crime, which is my parole officer and parole board. So it's basically a misdemeanor. It's innocent. It's non-violent. It's non-dangerous. Honest. I had to go home to my mom's and I'm just telling my kids.
Okay, Ms. Gunn.
For Christmas, asking for mercy compassion. You guys can help me out with that and go home.
All right, thank you, sir. Mr. Osborne, do you have something?
Yes, I'd like to bring state as possible today. Okay. Also, can I continue some more?
No, sir. Let me get some information from Mr. Osborne, the parole officer.
Okay, sir.
Yes, sir. I just also wanted to note that three absconder reduction program letters did go out. One to his mother's address on 2019 East Turney Avenue, number 8, Phoenix, Arizona. The second to 2530 East Monte Rosa Street in Phoenix. And the third to 4332 North 21st Street in Phoenix. Letting him know that if he turned himself in, the warrant would be quashed.
Okay. All right, Mr. Kansas, the board's going to go into discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain silent while the board's in discussion, sir. We're going to make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. Stay on the line, sir, and we'll get right back with you, okay?
Okay.
All right. It appears that Mr. Kansas is right. He does not appear to have been doing any drugs or drinking while he was out there. He says that he was homeless and was staying behind the Circle K over off of 20th Street or so and Indian School Road in that area right there. He was in Wisconsin for 105 days. He was to be staffed for a mental evaluation. He didn't go get the mental evaluation, stating he didn't have any funds to get the transportation up there. However, I think Mr. Keynes would be better served to continue his time in DOC, get on his medications, continue to take his medication, and try to get his life stabilized. So hopefully when he is finally released that he's able to get out and be a productive citizen when he gets out.
I agree with you, Mr. Johnson. We're in discussion right now. The board's in discussion right now.
Mr. Kenneth, while the board's in discussions, just remain on the phone and be silent. We'll come right back to you in a moment, sir, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson, I think fundamentally it's a violation of the spirit of community supervision as much that he absconded for 105 days, and we just can't account for his activity during that time, whether he was behaving or involved in criminal activity. I don't think we can safely return him to the community under these circumstances.
Okay, therefore, I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Canis, find that it was delinquent, violated the terms, conditions, supervision, had lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways in custody, and that he did abscond for 105 days. We have no idea what he was doing exactly during that 105 days, and based on his past violent history of assaults and fights and manslaughter, I don't think it'd be safe to return them to the community at this time. That is my motion.
Second.
Hey, how long do I have to stay in DOC?
Sir, you will be released from the Department of Correction on February 25th. Is that 2020? 2020, sir.
For violating parole, that's against the federal law, applying the grand person charge against slavery, violating the civil rights and the rights.
You certainly have a right to follow whatever proceedings that you would like, sir. Okay, sir. That's going to conclude your hearing at this
point. My wife's a police officer. You have rights to my son. You have rights to an attorney. If you can't have restrictions,
I understand, sir. You're more than welcome to follow.
You understand that?
Yes, sir.
I'm a police officer. You understand that, sir?
That you're a police officer?
Mr. Kanyas? Mr. Kanyas, I do want some clarification on that.
I'm going to go ahead and get Mr. Enriquez ready for you and take him back.